entidades.
QMD, KCAZFU. I can barely tell you're in there, Rich.
Yeah, I'm up on the 131 south of Mantle. I want to figure that I'd see what kind of reception I get.
Okay, you came out of a dead spot, so you're doing better now. You're going to have some fun going to work today.
Yeah, 7 QMD Mobile on the 19. Hear me now, Toby?
Yeah, Rick, I hear you. I hear you.
I'm kind of curious what kind of footprint it had. Up here in the 131, I use, they get about the same reception, I guess. I'm curious to try it down at my house. I didn't get a chance last night.
Yeah. 35 degrees here, but you're going into the snow and some ice if you're heading up 131. Yep, Rick, I lost you, buddy. You got under those heavy power lines again.
Yeah, I'm going through town. It's a lot better in about 5 minutes. But anyway, I'll try back in a second. KI7, QMD.
Hey, Rick, there you are. Yeah. I think, like I say, you're going to have a little bit of fun going north on 131, because you might be going to see some ice.
Oh yeah, it looks fairly crappy. There's a snow plow in front of me. Probably dropped itself, but still slipped. The little bit of black ice right here. Just past that BP station north of Mantalona, so I'm getting into the frozen zone.
Yeah, be careful going up towards Petoskey. It looks like stuff up there. I was looking at radar here. Most of the rain's past us, but just up by Petoskey is a little bit of purple, so you're going to have some fun.
Cool. Well, I'm going to let you go because it's right at 32 degrees and looks interesting out here. So, hey, you have fun. We'll catch up with the KS7 and Keeley Mobile. Try to throw the 86 and live.
No, I was going to square off with you anyway. If you're getting into that, both hands on the wheel. CCU, BSU.
KI7QMD Mobile.
Hey, you're incoming and copying me. Can you hear me?
A little bit of crackle, but I can hear everything you're saying. I was going to tell you later, if I remember tonight, I'll switch the PL over at my home base. I'm just curious if I can hit that thing from home and get a good signal back, but I didn't have a chance last night. I was hearing that thing fine, but it wasn't receiving me well, so I'll give it a try tonight from my house too.
I listened this morning. All the way from
that's nice. We'll see if it reaches over the hill I'm sitting behind, and down into the bottom of Torch Lake. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, well, the wind is a lot better here once I get down the big hill. I'm down in whatever the heck this ski town is down here. I always forget the name of it. Anyway, Boyne Valley or whatever. Anyway, I'm going to pay attention to driving. I'm 14 miles out of Petoskey, and the roads are slushy now, so a lot of weirdness up here. No snow yet, so good luck later. I'm going to sign out. 73 KI7 QMD Mobile.
Hey. Sounds good, Rick. A little iffy over here. That's Calcasa, 72, so. Good travels, and hope I hear you later on. NMQMH Mobile. More of that. English this morning. NMQMH Mobile.
KI7 QMD Mobile, I can hear you.
Cool. I'm probably about, I don't even know how far out of Calcasa I am. I'll be trying to get it. Hey.
You know what's kind of awesome is I can talk to you through the hands-free in the car, and I have a little button I can just press. And I don't even have to hold a microphone.
Isn't technology amazing?
Wow! It's awesome!
Definitely
not welcoming roads this morning. I don't know what it's like down your way, but it's awful here. Yeah, over here it's kind of you catch a little spot of ice, and then you're fine for a while, and then you, oh, there's another spot of ice. Yeah, it's kind of like one of those where it gives you a false sense of security, and then it decides to humble you at the most random time.
I do not have that issue here. The whole road is pumping the entire time. It is complete ice, a freezing rain, and then, like, sleet on top of it. If I barely touch my gas, I can both just freeze out.
Yeah, you'll have that on those big jobs. Oh, man. Nice cross into Crawford County. And, We're moving at 45 miles an hour. Yippee!
Hey, you're doing better than me. We got service this morning at 7:30. I'd like you to give me...
you'll be fine. Are you on a portable or are you on a mobile?
Portable. On, 65.
Okay. I was going to say, I can tell you're a little crackly, but you'll have that being on the 7-4. Isn't that funny? I can tell you're on the 7-4 just by the way the audio sounds.
Yeah. I get like that. I swear that I can tell the difference between the three cows.
I don't know how you can tell, because when my radio is on Atwood or on Charlevoix, I'll have both Charlevoix County or Emmett County or Sheboygan County in my scan list and Leelanau, and I can't tell the difference between CCE and Leelanau. It's like when the tones go, I can't tell the difference.
I don't know. I can't put my finger on it, but every time that I guess, I'm always right. It's just luck.
Yeah, I have to say it's just luck, because I don't know how the heck you're doing that.
Anyway, you can tell which GPRS station is being used by the phone for the packet.
Well, that's a different story, because each one has a different transmit delay, and each modem sounds kind of different. When East Jordan one was online, I could tell that one was going because its transmit delay was super-duper long. I can tell whenever Petoskey is, because I set the transmit delay on that one pretty short. I can tell Sheboygan because that one sounded like East Jordan, but it had a short transmit delay. And I can tell Mac City because when it unkeys, it has a little bit of, it has like about 100 millisecond delay of dead air before the carrier drops. You're almost a little bit better on the 7-4, but you're heading towards the 1-9, so might as well just stay on the 1-9. Dual lane bit here on 72 in the Grayling.
Woo!
It's getting a little more flickery over here. Silence.
They're like, We'll never keep up with it. There's no point. Everybody stay home.
It's not even that bad over in Trappers, man. I left there and I didn't have any slushy meth. So, I don't know what the deal is. The further east I go, the worse it's getting.
Yeah, I think Travers is still falling just to get rain, for the most part.
Yeah, from what I was looking at with the forecast, but they were, the forecasted radar, you know, now you can take that with a grain of salt, but from what I understood from it, it was most of the mix and the snow funness was supposed to be more north.
Yeah, and then down where you're at right now, it's supposed to be like strictly weekly rain.
And wind. The used car dealership here, their big old flag is just ripping.
Yep, it is windy as heck. Slamming seats against the windows this morning. We're going to talk about loud noise. I walked outside and I pulled me over and I'm like, no, I don't want this today.
Stand by here.
Oh, I thought I was going to have to do one of those sneak around to jump out onto whatever this road is off of 72 and Grayling here. But, no. Turns out, when you're in Grayling at before 7:30 in the morning, there's nobody out here. Forget that the 1-1 exists.
That's why I said steam machine. Plug it in. Try it. Okay.
Oh. Hey, look at Blattrock. He's throwing salt everywhere. Cool. That's a good thing to see this morning. I'm about to jump on the 75 South. So we'll see how that is. Well, we'll see. Maybe MDOT's been up and moving.
Well, I just turned on to 31. So, by the time I get on 31, they kind of draw clear. And that is not... I can see the reflection on the road. It is one pure ice.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. Question. So when I press the button on this thing, it beeps. Are you hearing that beep when I key up?
Yeah.
Oh, yay. So I sound like Antrim County's dispatch console. That's great.
Oh, no, no, no. You are significantly less annoying.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a beep when I key up, and I don't like it. Unfortunately, I haven't found a way to turn that off in this app where it's possible. Look at that. There's an MDOT truck. Is that MDOT or is that Crawford County Road?
County Road Commission. He's just kind of sitting there in the middle between the two lanes here. Oh, he's a big salt truck. Yeah, that is probably the case. Give me one second here. I gotta turn up my GPS because I don't remember what exit I gotta get off on because I don't go this way usually. I have returned. Yeah, okay. There's another plow truck. That one looks like, oh, another Roscommon route for commission, or Roscommon. Crawford. Nope, that's them not. Just kidding. Cool, they are moving today.
They've still only seen one. That was white.
They're probably worried about getting the stuff mostly around the city right now.
And I'm already pretty much straight down and solve this right now. So I'm excited.
Interesting. I just switched over to the 700. Because I can hear now.
ATMH mobile.
Okay, how about now? Working now?
Yep. I got you now.
Let me tell you about all the things you don't want to do right now. Drive. Just don't. I am. Come on, man. I'm northbound 75. It's raining, and it's 32 degrees. What more do you want to know?
Well, I am northbound M119, just north of Harbor. It is freezing rain. The roads are an ice skating rink, and trees keep falling down right in front of me because the winds are so strong.
This is 100% from giving me some PTSD of last year, man.
That makes two of us.
Yeah, I don't like this at all. The roads, when I drove down here this morning, were clear. I mean, little patches of greasy stuff. And now it's currently covered in slushy stuff. And I don't know where I am in the road.
So you're playing a game of where's the road?
Yeah, it's everybody's game show of whose lane is it anyway.
The rumble strips will help.
That doesn't tell you if you're in what lane you're in on the highway, though. It just tells you that you're on the road.
Yeah, but I mean, what more information do you really need to know? As long as you know that you're on the road, you're good.
Well, I learned something. Droid Star was updated and the UI looks a lot interesting. Or it's a lot more interesting. How about that? Because I'm using it right now.
Oh, really? I'll have to look at it. I haven't been on it in a long time.
Yeah, I was trying to get in over P25. I guess, either me or my cat bumped the power connector to the Pi for the transcoder, because it's not transcoding right now.
Oh, that's a bummer.
And, cherry on top of that, all of my SDRs died at Munson this morning.
What the heck would have caused that?
I don't know. I think they overheated or something. It got pretty warm in that cabinet now that there's two computers making a lot of heat. So, I guess I'm just going to have to order some new ones.
What did they do? Just fall off of the USB interface? Can you just not see them anymore?
An error. Yeah. It just says error.
Mine did that last week. I rebooted.
rebooted the computer and everything took right off. Can you remotely reboot that computer?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, I can stop getting drunk one day and I logged in. All three of my SDRs were just going to reboot the computer.
Yeah, I can barely hear you now.
This is KC1WCD, Kilo Charlie 1, Whiskey Charlie Delta, Black Hills, South Dakota, requesting a radio check.
It's not me, it's Ryan. Ryan's over in Frederick. And, yeah, Toby, your signal is barely intelligible.
I know it's right. There's some ice cream going on down here. I'm on 1072 right now. I'm on 1072.
All right, you cleared up at the end of that one. Ryan, you're pretty rough, but you're in there. Go ahead, Ryan.
We're moving closer and closer, but yeah, we're just off 75. It's pretty nasty over here.
Yeah, I'm on 32.
Dude, I can make drinks out, but Ryan, you're so bad. Hey guys, just be real careful. There's fucking a lot of ice cream up in that area.
Oh yeah, I found the ice. It's ugly here. I'm on M32, 10 towards 131. I was going to take 75 north to Wolverine to hop over on Sun Lake Road to get to Petoskey, and I said, screw that. So I'm taking the other route here. And, it's bad out here. It's real bad.
N8MJL. Petoskey's not much better.
Yeah, I figured.
Slow down, you'll make it.
That's what I'm gonna do. Paid by the hour. Not my problem.
If you can make it home to live another day, that's even better. So, N8 MJL clear.
are you tearing over there, Ryan?
Well, it got pretty good information once I got off by Green. It went from wet roads to
JFA, ENF. GFA, ENF.
KE8FJW monitoring.
QMG Mobile listening.
KE8FJW,
KFA-ENF. KFA-ENF on DMR.
Kilo 8 Alpha Delta X-ray, I didn't catch your call.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo November Foxtrot. Name's Bentley.
Copy that, Echo November Foxtrot. I got you. This is Kilo 8 Alpha Delta X-ray, K880X. Bill is the name. How you doing?
Good, thanks, Bill. Stand by. KFA-ENF.
K-A-E-X.
Hey, good afternoon. You're coming in a little scratchy there.
Oh, that's weird. I'm transmitting at 100% power on my ICOM here, so it's 100 watts. Normally, I get right out there. You're coming in quite clear.
Okay, yeah, that last transmission was a little clearer, and I can hear you just fine now.
Yeah, copy that. I don't know exactly where this machine is at that I'm transmitting to. I think the frequency was 146.26, maybe 147.26. Hang on, I'll double check. Yeah, 147.26, over. That's an output. Yeah, 147.26 is my receiving, 147.86 is what I'm transmitting on, my bad.
I believe the 26 is in Traverse City, Munson Hospital, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's one of Drake's, I'm not sure. Hey, you guys, I just have it labeled as North Michigan Link on my ICOM here. So I originally had it as Vanderbilt or something like that, and or Sheboygan or something, and somebody corrected me and told me it was something different. So
yeah, Bill, you're on the Link system, which includes Traverse City. I'm in Harbor Springs on the Petoskey machine. There's machines in Mackinac City, Sheboygan, Mayo, and Thompsonville as well that link all of these together. So you're getting quite a reach on that frequency.
Yeah, it's a pretty slick little link system there. I really wasn't aware of it. I was only aware of the IRA, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, my friend Ron chimed in there a second ago, W8RPM. He knows a little bit more about the system and the players involved in it. But yeah, it is a nice system, covers almost the entire northwest tip of the Mitt. And, oh, by the way, I forgot there's another machine in Sault Ste. Marie that covers the eastern upper peninsula. So yeah, it's a great system, and the caretakers of it are very diligent about keeping it up and running in tip-top shape.
Yeah, I love it. Reminds me of the Wexaukee machine down there in Cadillac, or near Cadillac anyway. The Wexaukee Club is a fantastic club. Like, if you're ever in trouble or got emergency traffic or whatever, they monitor that constantly. NADOB is one of the big players down there. Good dude named Bob. But yeah, man, nice to talk to you guys. Kilo 8 Alpha Delta X-ray.
Yeah, likewise, Bill. Enjoy your commute. Hope you're having a great day, and maybe we'll catch you on the air another time. KF8ENF.
Yes, sir. 7-3 to you, and safe travels wherever you go. Kilo 8 Alpha Delta X-ray will be scanning and monitoring.
KI7, QMD Mobile, testing AMR.
Yeah,
seven. You want to be testing?
Yeah, after now, Rick.
Wait.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little sick. I think it might be my infrared down here, motor run or something. I'll have to try it when that's not. Actually, I'll turn it off right now. And say, KI7 QMD testing on 140. Okay, there it is. Hang on. Testing on 147.6.
Eric, any QMH?
Yeah, my receivers are just static. It was a lot better than last time. I checked it, but I might be able to play with some of the settings on my radio.
I was just at the site, and there was a whole bunch of ice on the antenna, so that's why.
So am I hitting the repeater pretty clean, or am I kind of scratchy on your end?
A little bit of noise, but you're fully readable.
I'm on, what is it, 107? I lost, I shut down the program, but I'm on that other PL code.
Yeah, you're on the remote receiver. Yeah, it sounds like it. You get a little bit of noise with you, but you're totally readable. That's totally usable signal.
Well, perfect. Hey, thank you for the confirmation. I guess I can always hear it digital, but if you guys tend to have a real radio with the computer. So. Anyway, I'm freezing down here. I just set the heat up, so it's even colder. But this is KI7QMD, 73. Thanks for the heat back, and I'm going to get to where we are.
How's my signal tonight?
Yeah, it's fine now. Probably melted off the bad end, huh?
10-4, how was your drive today? Tasty and back.
Not pleasant.
10-4. Well, I'm glad you're home. I was going to check and make sure you weren't stuck in the ditch somewhere. Okay. I guess you're at the receiver or something. You're doing something.
I was at the site, but I'm at home now. I'm not that busy with it anymore.
Oh, okay. That's why you're so noisy into it. Okay. Okay, Drake, talk to you later. KCADSU, 73.
I just realized I was on the receiver. I'm on the receiver now. 7-3, and 8-UH.
And Drake is over the repeater. Just so you know, I'm switched over to DMR for a minute here while I'm shutting everything down. But comes in really good, DMR. KS7QMD.
This is KS7QMD checking with noise reduction.
K-E-A-I-W-L-C-Q. K-E-A-I-W-L-C-Q.
you might want to go on their website and submit that. You never know. They might reward you if they come up with a tool that's useful. You never know. I'm waiting for the Milwaukee toothbrush and cordless coffee maker.
Imagine an 18 toothbrush.
Hopefully it's variable speed and we can turn it down because I have a feeling you're going to wear your teeth out.
We haven't used much of characters ever. It's always fun. There were 25 people there tonight for this class, so big class for one instructor.
Now, is this something that they did that was mandatory at the shop?
It wasn't mandatory. It was just if you wanted it, Dave was paying for it. So, kind of interesting. You get your certification card and from this one and all that. So, but nobody there needs it. But just a thing Dave does.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, because you get your little card now. Look at you.
I had my card from before. Actually, it's still valid. I have 2 years left before it expires, actually. But, yeah, I just wanted to go see Adam again because he's a fun guy to BS with.
Well, that's all the reason you need.
That and pizza.
Well, eating enough pizza, you might need him there to help you, or the other people to help keep you alive or bring you back.
That is an altogether possibility, that is for sure.
So did you guys get all this wonderful, slushy, heavy snow up there today? Because we went from a clear parking lot to like 2-3 inches of snow, heavy snow, in like 4 hours down at the shop.
Yeah, at the store we ended up with, I don't know, 4 or 5 inches. And coming up the hill here, I don't think we got quite that much up here, but we got some, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was pretty, I don't want to say slimy on the way to work, but a lot of slush to throw you around. And of course when they crossed the county line it got worse because they had salted and everything else, and it's like, man, I kind of preferred just driving on top of what was there because that was just slushy and it was nasty.
And up here it didn't hit till probably 9:30, 10 o'clock, because I know my drive into work wasn't bad. There was, a couple inches on the surfaces and everything, but it wasn't slushy wet, but it was moist enough that it gave good traction. I mean, I had no problems going into work, coming down the hill or anything else this morning.
Yeah, it was, road was a little slimy on the way in, but once we got there, there really wasn't much. Got a little bit of rain, sprinkles. And then that stopped. That was only, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 minutes. Then within a half hour or so, snow started blowing in. It looked like golf ball-sized, snowflakes, just horizontal wind blowing. And, yeah, I need to face my chair and stuff where I'm not looking out the window all day, because that's almost depressing. Go from a nice warm day to that.
Hey, you might find a little humor in this, or you may not, I don't know, but ironically enough, today we had a couple guys from GM Technical Assistance coming through the shop, just talking to everybody, asking their experience and, how they like using the new system with TAC and everything.
Do you remember what their names were?
No, they didn't stick around and talk to me too long.
I'd be curious to see who it was. If you can get names, let me know tomorrow. Shoot me a text or something or call out on the radio. I'd be curious
because I didn't know anything about that. Of course, that's probably, that may be, I don't know if they'd be on the GM side or not. I would be curious to see. That's interesting.
Yeah, they were GM employees because they came up with our district rep.
Well, you know, I really, it would really been nice if you guys were like, well, I heard you got one guy leaving that I don't even know if we're going to use TAC ever again because he's gone. I would do whatever it took to get him back, you know, $15-$20 an hour more, whatever, just keep him because you need him, and then just throw my name out there.
Well, I did kind of reference you a little bit, not my name, but the guy asked, you know, about, oh, you know, what's your experience with TAC? I said, I tell you what, I don't use TAC and I won't ever use TAC. You know, so that's important. Well, why is that? I'm like, because you guys don't tell us anything we don't already know. You have information there in front of you that can help us fix cars that you will not share with the dealer techs. And I said, that's crap, so I'm not even bothering with you guys. I'll watch a YouTube video or go to an online forum to find out. And the guy goes, well, you know, we gave all the information. I said, well, that's crap right there. I can tell you right now, I know different. You guys have, you're privy to information that we need that you're not giving us, period.
Yes, there are certain things that we do not divulge. Most of the time, though, it's because we don't know yet. They're doing the data gathering in order to confirm said fix or repair. But, yeah, there's been a lot of issues with that, too. We've had a lot of releases come out. Guys calling in that, you know, supposed to do an update on some a new one that just came out, and the update actually doesn't exist. They said it was released, but it's not even there. So there's a lot of that stuff, and it's just there's just so many people involved. You know, when you have a problem, there's a lot of times that we are not supposed to say anything until we know, just because if we tell you to do something, it could be very wrong, and it probably won't help. And their goal is to fix it. Well, if we're not fixing it, we're just putting a Band-Aid on it. You know, it kind of, you know how people can be. If you tell a customer there's something wrong, they're going to believe something's wrong with it, and that's stuck in their head. So that's kind of, I think that's part of it. They try to avoid that until, like I say, we have all the data to be 100% sure. But, yeah, don't throw my name out there and say stuff like that. That's not good. I was thinking more along the lines of, I got a guy that works, and he's, man, you know, he's quitting now, though. That really would have sparked some, because Brand Quality already, they already found out about it, one or two of them, and they weren't real happy about it, but it is what it is. I mean, you know, I got to make a choice.
Yeah, well, you know, and I haven't used TAC, and, I mean, the last time I used TAC, you were still calling on the phone, doing it that way, so I really wasn't a good one. I just wanted to kind of poke the bear a little bit and make him feel uncomfortable, and mission accomplished.
Wait a minute. You poking the bear? That's not registering with me.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. They came over all smiles and everything and left all frowny and whatnot, and I felt accomplished at that point.
If they only knew you, they probably would have chuckled.
Yeah, but that's all right. I probably don't want to know them either, so we're all good there. Well, hey, man, I'm pulling in, and holy cow, looks like maybe I got some snow removal to do, because it's kind of nasty getting in the driveway here. So I'm going to let you go, and I will talk to you later down the wire. KHZET.
All right, my friend. I'm gonna fight through this password issue, and don't stay up too late because you're already past your bedtime. You know, you got to get all the beauty sleep you can. You can't afford to get rid of any of that. I will talk to you down the wire. KF8 FTE.